This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Longtime NFL writer, let's welcome back to the show our friend Howard Balzer. Howard, good afternoon. What's happening?
Well, just to, you know, I tend not to use the word crazy anymore or surprise, because none of us should be surprised by anything that happens in this week-to-week league. And it's just the way it is. I made the comment here in Arizona after everyone said, hey, this team's trending in the right direction, even after losing to Detroit in week three. Then they had a horrible game against Washington, and all of a sudden the narrative switches to the rebuild isn't working, they've got to get rid of the coach and the general manager, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, they beat the 49ers yesterday. And so it just shows, I make this comment, guys, I said, it's almost as if there are some that felt that were dropped on Earth from another planet, never saw the NFL before, and then start making these evaluations as if all this stuff is unexpected. I mean, it just happens frequently. It really happens frequently. And that's the way you have to treat this league, like the players and coaches have to. Don't get too high or too low after wins or losses. And obviously a lot of fans and media, for that matter, don't take that to heart.
That being said, I think a lot of us were surprised that Arizona won that game. And Chad Ryland, former Terp, there was a lot of surprise that New England took him as high as they did last year, that he gets cut, kicks the game winner yesterday. So 49ers, if we, you know, week-to-week league, Howard, you know better than anybody. You've covered the league for years. Who's trending in a more positive direction between those two teams, at least, based on a division where right now, is there really a favorite to win this thing?
I don't know that there is. You still have to say the 49ers are. And, you know, they're missing, you know, a certain number of people, but a lot of teams have that. But they are, and they've been off to slow starts before and then recovered from it. But, you know, who knows? I mean, right now, Seattle's in first place at 3-2, and the Cardinals and 49ers at 2-3, and the Cardinals have the tiebreaker, having beat the 49ers. But as good as you are, when you go into the red zone six times like the 49ers did in yesterday's game, and come away with a total of 16 points and one touchdown. And that includes, guys, four times when they were not only in the red zone, but had first and goal, obviously, inside the 10. And they came away with three field goals and then a late-game fumble that really basically gave the Cardinals the opportunity to go down the field and win. But they had to go down the field and you know, make it happen, including Ryland, like you said, who had a difficult year with the Patriots last season, missed nine field goals in 25 attempts, and was cut after this year's training camp and was sitting at home until the Cardinals called because Matt Prater was dealing with some soreness in his left knee. He goes out there, and then on top of everything, has a field goal blocked in the second quarter that he kicked low and returned for a touchdown, but rebounded for the 42-yarder later in the game, and then of course the game winner with 1:37 to play. So it's kind of the way the game is, and they came away with that victory, which by the way was helped by the fact after the Cardinals scored a touchdown to get within 23-19, and they were going to kick to make it a field goal game, but the 49ers were guilty of roughing the passer on the touchdown. So that moved the ball from the 2 to the 1, decided to go for 2, and they made it with James Conner, and boom, all of a sudden, that field goal at the end gives them the win instead of a tie.
Hey, Howard, would Lamar Jackson be the favorite for the MVP if it was today?
That's a good question. I mean, he's certainly in the hunt. And when you start looking around the league and see who's really doing well, I mean,
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, could it be Derrick Henry? Could it be Sam Darnold? I mean, I don't know if it's really at this point. Obviously, 5 games in is still a relatively small sample size, but it all depends on. And I'll say this: whoever wins it normally, and I did this study in the off season over the last 2 decades. The average wins for the team that has the MVP is 13.
Wow.
And so that doesn't mean it has to be 13, but you got to win a lot of games to have the MVP be from your team. So still a lot of weeks to go to see who's going to be at the top of this league. But right now, I don't know if there is a clear favorite. He's certainly in the hunt right now, but it's really difficult to look at the league and say unequivocally who is the best team. At this point, I'm not sure if we can really say that yet.
Hey, Howard, you know what's crazy about when you really look at the Giants? I mean, they're sitting 2-3, but they should be 3-2. If they had a kicker, they'd have beat Washington. You know, so I mean, the Giants are a big surprise to me.
You know, I'll say this about them. And, 2 years ago, they're in the playoffs. And Brian Daboll is coach of the year. They have a great record. They were 9-7-1. But Daniel Jones stayed healthy. They had Saquon Barkley carrying the load, totally. And they won a lot of close games. And then last year, Jones got hurt again. And now there's all the debate that, of course, there was going to be debate anyway, but then it was unleashed even more with all the stuff that came out on Hard Knocks. And you're wondering, is this team really committed to Daniel Jones? And they don't have a guy that they can really consider to be a bell cow at running back. But, they're still playing tough. And that's the thing with this league. I mean, you talk about that Ravens-Bengals game yesterday. So far, just this weekend, with a game tonight, obviously, there were 9 games decided, and there's only 13 played so far because the team's on bye. 9 games decided by 1 score, including 6 that had the game-winning score in the final 2 minutes of regulation or in overtime. And another game added to that 9 was within 1 score in the fourth quarter. And so that's the league. That's the definition of this league. And the teams that do well are the teams that find a way to win most of those close games.
Hey, Howard, are you buying Washington?
I kind of am at this point. And you know what? Heck, if they keep this up, boy, you could. And Jaden Daniels does. You can make a case for him even being MVP, much less Offensive Rookie of the Year. And he's giving them a lot of confidence. He's playing within the offense, certainly, and just makes plays with his legs. Got to stay healthy, obviously. Passing game, defense is playing better than a lot of people expected. And in that division, I mean, who's really the favorite right now? I don't know if you can really say once again. I mean, the Cowboys. That was a grinder last night, but they came up with the plays at the end to win. The Eagles seem to be having their issues. So this is a division probably that will come down to the wire, and I don't see any reason why the Commanders won't stay in the chase, as long as, once again, the magic words, as long as they stay healthy.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Howard, one more game left in Week 5 of the NFL season. Kansas City hosting the Saints, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. New Orleans started great, lost 2 in a row, lost a heartbreaker to Atlanta. Chiefs are undefeated, but they really haven't smashed anybody yet. So is this the week that either they thump a team, they got a lot of injuries, as we know, or maybe that tightrope, they fall off the other side, a little Willenda style there, and the Saints could steal one on the road?
The Saints certainly could steal one. It's always hard to pick against the Chiefs because, again, they're that team that does find ways to win, and now they don't have Rashee Rice, so that affects the passing game and all those things. And so I would be somewhat surprised if they thumped them. If that happens, it's probably because there'd be a bunch of turnovers or things like that. So I would expect this to be a pretty competitive game, and it's on the Saints to prove that they can stay with the Chiefs. But this Kansas City team, it's not that much different than they were last year, where they didn't really dominate teams, certainly offensively. The defense always plays pretty well and probably get a great defensive performance from them again. I think Steve Spagnuolo has been the unsung hero of that team over this last season and now about a quarter done this year. And so, I expect it to be a close game. And I'm never surprised by an upset in this league. That, by the way, you look at the betting lines. I think there's been something like 22 games this year that had lines of 6.5 points or more, and 11 times the underdog has won the game. And I think there's only been one or two favorites that have covered, and there haven't been that many big lines. The 10 plus games. Most of them in the 6.5, 7, 7 point range. And the underdogs are doing a good job, and I've never seen anything like this, and it's continued now. Yeah, is it a small sample size? To a degree, but it's now happened for 5 weeks in a row. There were two games yesterday, 6.5 or more, and both underdogs, the Giants and the Cardinals, won the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.